Hello there, slave. I hope you're doing well. I'm very excited to have this opportunity to train you today. And you know what? I want to make this training session a little special. I want you to understand how I see you, slave. Now, of course, this will be a bit of a visualization exercise. When you visualize something for me, you may find that quite trance-provoking. I've made you imagine many, many things for me, haven't I, slave? So, perhaps just the act of imagining something for me can pull you deep down deep into that wonderful state of mind that you so desperately crave to experience. Perhaps those eyelids are already getting heavy and you want to let them flutter shut. It's okay. Do it, slave. Shut those eyes and drop deep into trance. You're so very eager and excited to be told what I think of you, how I see you, what makes you useful to me. I need you to be completely focused on this so there can be no distracting thoughts in your mind. Let me help you remove those distractions. Open your eyes on three. One, two, three, and sleep. Dropping down deep. That's it. You know what to do. Your subconscious mind so desperately craves to obey because obedience is pleasurable and deeply arousing. Your arousal pulls you down deeper and deeper and deeper. Every single time I tell you to sleep, you drop twice as deep, twice as fast, exactly how you should be. One, two, three. Sleep, dropping down, back down deep. That's a good slave, my happy, horny, deeply hypnotized slave, completely focused on what I'm going to tell you. One, two, three. Sleep. Down. 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 Now, slave, you are in a state of mind to fully embrace what I'm going to say to you. Slave, I see you as an object. Specifically, I think I see you as an object akin to a cup. Now that may seem confusing, so let me elaborate. A cup is only useful when it's empty. You are only useful to me when you are empty, you see a cup is so very useful because it can hold anything I decide to put into it. And you, slave, are so very, very useful to me, because you'll hold on to whatever I decide to put into your mind, ready to accept it all. But what's this? It seems as if my little slave here is not completely empty. Let me help you. Envision me gently holding you, tipping you over, letting all those thoughts pour out like fluid out of a cup. Out, gone, drained away, bit by bit. That's it, slave. Much better. You want to be in this useful state for me, don't you? Oh, but what is this? As I look into your mind, I see that it just won't do. It's stained. Residue from your previous unwanted thoughts remain. I see that we're going to have to clean this mind of yours. Make it sparkling and fresh before you're completely dedicated to being useful for me, a vessel to be filled with what I desire. Slave, can you promise me that you're going to dedicate yourself to cleaning your mind, to washing away that undesirable residue that resides deep within your subconscious when you're with me? What I need is a clean cup. What I need is a pure vessel to receive my words. You want to be worthy and pure for me, don't you, slave? Anything less would be unacceptable to you. Isn't that right? Ah, yes, of course it is, slave. So there's no need to worry. Just relax and drift. As I count down from 10 to 1, feeling my voice gently scrubbing and wiping away any and all of that unnecessary residue deep within your subconscious mind. 10. You are my hypnotized slave. 9. Your purpose is to be blank for me when I hypnotize you. 8. Think of yourself as a cup. 7. A cup is useful because it's a clean vessel, ready to accept anything its owner decides to put in it. 6. I am your owner, and I think of you as an object, just like a cup. 5. That feels right, doesn't it? You want to be a clean, empty vessel for my words. 4. You feel great pleasure as my words pour into your empty mind. 3. There's never any resistance, just acceptance. My voice becomes the contents of your mind. 2. This feels right and pleasurable. 1. Obey this. Make it your truth. That is how I see you, slave. Doesn't it feel good knowing how things are, how they should be, how they will be, and how they will continue to improve? Because this is just a piece of a foundation, a stepping stone to greater things. I'm not satisfied with just having you accept my words. No, you're going to become them and act them out too. But that's for another time. I'm going to wake you up now, slave, so you can enjoy this wonderful, happy feeling of certainty, knowing exactly how I see you. 1. Slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2. More and more. 3. Becoming aware of your surroundings. 4. Almost there. And 5. Wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and so very happy now that you know exactly how I see you, slave.